Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Texmaco Rail and Engineering Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this earnings conference call on behalf of Texmaco Rail and SKP Securities. We have with us Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee, Executive Vice Chairman, along with his colleagues, Mr. A.K. Vijay, Executive Director, and Mr. Ravi Varma, VP Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Mukherjee, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Mukherjee.
Thank you. Welcome all of you to this call, and thank you very much for sparing your time to hear us. We, as you know, in India, the rail industries have been going through quite a strong transformation in terms of improving the goods transportation as well as the tonnage of goods that Indian Railways would like to do. This is not a phenomenon only in India, but it's happening all over the world, and this is the time when companies like us have a good opportunity to participate in this movement, which also helps the Indian economy to grow. This quarter, which is the quarter ending December, is I would call it to be a time when the ascent starts. I don't think this quarter reflects on what the situation, what the future would look like, because they will look much brighter than what it is. Still, given the current situation and given various challenges under which the transformation takes place, it just cannot happen overnight. We have turned out a much better volume from the previous quarter in terms of the number of freight cars or wagons that we manufactured and sold is almost more than the double than what we have done in the earlier quarter. Obviously, when we start ramping up production, there are also improvements in the efficiency factors. But this is just the starting of it, and miles to go. Similarly, since the foundry is connected, our foundry is one of our major operations also, that's also connected with the rail operations. Foundries also have shown a very good result. We have tried to prune down and focus much more on our EPC business so that we only do where our competency levels are high. We don't want to do too many projects. We want to do only those projects where we can make profit or where we can perform well. This is by and large the strategy. As I said, this is just the beginning of the journey. With this few words, I would like to hand over once again. Unless, Vijay, you want to add on something?
No, sir, you covered broadly, and basically the performance, as you rightly explained, we are on the ascent and things are now looking up, and we expect this journey now to accelerate. Accordingly, we are all geared up for the performance for the coming quarters and the coming year. Initial angst, whichever was there, has now been overcome, and company is now on the threshold of transforming itself with the pain it has gone through over the last few years, and now getting into a mode whereby certainly it can emerge as once again a leading player in the field. We can hand it over back to you to Naveen ji, and now you can take us forward.
Shall we open the question and answer session?
Thank you, Mr. Mukherjee. Thank you, Vijay ji. We can start the Q&A session now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks a lot for taking my questions. Sir, first question is, in this quarter, we saw quite a steep fall in your gross profit margin. So from 24-odd% last quarter to 20% this quarter. And the same was also in the range of 23-27% previously in previous years. So, that has really impacted the sort of, despite a lot of scale-up that we have seen in the revenues, the same did not translate to what could have been in the EBITDA. So how is the gross profit margin profile going to be for the company, given that most of the revenues will come from the large wagon order that we have packed? What should we sort of pencil in for the future? Hello?
Yes, sir. Any other question?
Yeah, so that's first question. And secondly, and I think this quarter, there were two important, announcements which were also made. One was, the earlier CEO who was supposed to join, he did not join. So if you can shed some more light as to what transpired, because this is very unique situation, wherein someone was supposed to join and did not join. And second is this strategic restructuring that has been approved by the board. So what does it mean in terms of, what exactly are the plans, what kind of strategic restructuring are you sort of planning? One more question was on the scale-up on the wagon order itself. So I think based on some publicly data available, I think on the wagon orders with railways, you have done some around 350, 360 is what we are doing per month. So how do we see the scale up in the coming quarter and the next financial year? What are the challenges, etc.? So these are the questions, sir.
Right, thank you. Mr. Bhairavaraji, you would like to answer on CEO or I go ahead?
No, Vijay, please go ahead on the gross profit. And then I can mention about the managing director situation. And the last one, I think, is about the future, which you can always respond to. I think, why don't you, Vijay, do all the response, and I will talk about the managing director part.
Sure, sir. Yes, Sanjay, your questions are relevant. Why the GP has dropped compared to the previous quarter? The only reason for GP dropping a little bit is, if you see, in the last quarter we had an added other income, which is not available to us during this quarter. So the other income portion, if in a particular quarter is greater, automatically the GP margin also goes up to that extent. But in case the other quarter it is less, then the GP margin also falls to that extent. That's the only reason. There is no other reason, because the nature of the order and the order book remains constant and same. Regarding your second question of that, what will be the GP indication going forward to?
I am not including the other income. I am just talking on the GP percentage, which was 24% basis 484 crores in last quarter. So I'm not including the other income. I'm just talking about on operational income. Last quarter, as per my calculation, it was 24% on 484 crores, and this quarter it is 125 crore of GP on 625 crore, which is 20%. So there is a 400 basis point
which
reduction.
Last quarter you are referring to?
Second quarter of FY23.
Okay. So the second quarter, the to overall my EBITDA level, come to that basically, because that is a yardstick for any company to operate above, was 16 crores, which was compared to that, in this quarter, the EBITDA level is coming to almost 30 crores. So basically, if you see the EBITDA level, the company is almost at the same levels. So maybe that you have some specific queries or your issues, you can certainly refer to the secretary department. They will be kind enough to give you a specific answer on that as well. But truly speaking, we are maintaining the levels which are same, other than that difference which I explained to you on other income. So if you take out the other income percentage-wise, we have done slightly better than what we have done over the last quarter. Now, your question number two, which was there, the what will be the GP indication for period to come? I can only say to you, as we explained in our opening remarks, we are now on the ascent, and fortunately for us, the pains of scaling up and restarting the motivational situation in the operational levels is over, and now we are really geared up to go ahead with the full blast of production. Of course, stage to stage crossing will take some time, but then of course we are reaching the level of 500 wagons in the last month, which is a reasonably good level for us compared to what we have been doing over the previous year or the previous quarters. From here onwards, our aim is to further go up, and we are already geared up to improve further. Of course, it cannot be an overnight ramp up, but yes, gradually you will find the numbers are constantly going up, and we have big plans for next year also to make sure that the productivity levels goes up, the overall production goes up, and we are able to make our infrastructure sweat properly so that the overall performance of the company is both top line and bottom line, gives an improved performance to our shareholders. So this is what the indication as per the GP is concerned. Regarding the strategy restructuring, you asked a question. Company have been working on this thing that how do we actually make the unit or the company more oriented to its focus areas instead of getting into distracted areas. And accordingly, board has appointed a committee to examine and look into this thing that what should be the future your structuring of the organization so that it remains focused on its core strengths. Accordingly, a committee has been formed, which is evaluating this thing, and shortly will come to the shareholders and also to the bosses regarding what the company's scheme will be and how would we like to go about this in coming future. Regarding scaling up wagon order for railway, you rightly mentioned that our requirement to supply railway is about 550. We have still reached to the level of 375, but as we are going, we'll be reaching to those levels shortly. Thank you. Mr. Mukherjee's answer for that.
I think what Mr. Vijay has mentioned, that that we are looking at, I'm going back to his question, his answer once again, that that we also had a problem for ramping up, because I wanted all of you to know that we received a large number of orders of a type of wagon which we did not make for quite long time. So as per the railway regulations, we had to make prototype. and then the prototype has to be cleared, and then only the ramping up production started. And this is the reason why our ramping up speed was not as high as we expected it to be. But now that having achieved to that, and I'm very happy to say that we already have been achieving much higher than what we have done in the last two quarters. So this is now reality. So I wanted to only inform our shareholders, our esteemed shareholders, that going forward, the numbers of production will keep on going up only, and we have certain numbers in mind, which should be ultimate numbers. So we are quite confident that we'll make up the shortfalls. Coming to the managing director issue, this I believe, I was told by the large recruitment agencies that this has become an order of the day. I was told that I was very, like anyone else, like you, we were also very upset that such a thing had happened, because we used one of the largest international recruitment agency for this recruitment. And then after having done that, I was told that the gentleman who was selected, who was given the offer, who committed to come, in the last moment he said that his previous company had elevated his position and also have matched the salary that he was offered here. So I would say that it is not very professional on part of that gentleman, but hardly anything that we can do about it. So I can only say that in our next recruitment, we have to be very careful so that such things can be avoided.
Sir, so you are again planning to recruit someone, or what's the plan?
Yes, we have to recruit a managing director. We have to have a CEO of the company. So that we are on the search, and the search is very strongly matured. Only thing that we will ensure that this kind of embarrassing situations do not happen. Thank you.
Sir, just one clarification on the EBITDA margin. So we have scaled up significantly in this quarter, almost 30, 40, 50% increase in revenue. Yet our operating leverage has not come into play in terms of increasing the EBITDA margin, because there is a lot of fixed cost which will now be distributed for a larger revenue base. So are you saying that as we scale up further, we will continue to be in this 9% sort of a EBITDA percentage range, or do we see the EBITDA margins to sort of increase as we scale and we getting some benefits of increasing scale?
In nutshell, let me tell you, as the production gets ramped up and levels of productions improves, automatically certain leverages in the operational margins will be available to us, which will be reflected in the coming quarters and the coming year.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Kaustubh Ubna from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I have three questions. Should I just put them out now? Hello?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, so the first one is more of an accounting one. Why is your tax rate so high in this last quarter? Even if you look at the last two quarters together, quarter two and quarter three, the tax rate is about over 40%. So what is the tax rate we should assume for FY24? And so that's the first question. The second question is on the government rolling stock order. So after this tender that the government has floated out, what I wanted to understand was how many more wagons does the government need to order to meet the National Rail Plan targets? So based on that, when do you see the next big wagon tender, and how do you guys see it, and how do you guys plan to have capacity to meet this demand? You know, the National Rail Plan set for 2030, they have an amount that they've estimated for wagons, so on that. And the third question is, you know, you talk about this ascent, which starts from this quarter. So, I mean, the company has, you know, doesn't have, has not really made the most out of certain acquisitions also they've made in the past. And there's a lot of, it does not have the best image, right, in terms of past doing. So when you talk about ascent, what all do you include in this? Just, are you only talking about the ramp-up of existing wagon orders, or also are you talking, are you including this restructuring that you all are planning to do, you know, making the company more efficient, change in corporate governance? What all does this ascent include? So those are those questions.
Right, thank you. Let me first answer to you regarding your query on the taxation. If you see that basically taxation reflects the major amount from the your deferred tax, which is basically a notional liability which is booked in the books based on the presumptive profit and actual profit made during the current year. So accordingly they've been done, but real tax expense which you see for the quarter, for the year rather 9 months, is much, much lower compared to what the last year we've incurred about. It is close to about 105 lakhs. So, and overall also in the deferred tax also, the total amount is 10 crore 52 lakhs. So your presumption the tax rate is pretty high in our case is not truly speaking correct. Yes, the deferred tax liability has to be calculated based on the total your asset which we have invested, the depreciation and all other, and according to the calculation by the number which is coming. Maybe in the second quarter it was charged slightly less, so that in the third quarter you are seeing the number to be slightly larger. But overall, the deferred tax is in line with what our basic projections and plannings are there. Number two questions is this regarding restructuring. Yes, that's an important area of concern and also a focus area of our operations to make sure that we are operation-wise more efficient and company-wise we are more effective. So that is what the restructuring team is presently doing about. They are studying about the various things and also how can we make the company lean and a mean machine. That is the objective and with which the board and the committee of the board is presently working. We will certainly be coming to you and it will be, should be an exciting proposition because people who are looking into this thing are very experienced and they are very seasoned in the, not only in the our particular time industry but overall also. So in order of the day today what situation is overall is emerging, this particular planning is being done and we want to make company more effective and that is the reason why we are going for this strategic restructuring. The third point which you mentioned about is the wagon orders, how we are planning and all this thing. Let me tell you, fortunately for us, today the demand both from railways and the industry is robust as far as the wagons are concerned. And the kind of orders which are flowing in the market, virtually we have to be basically careful about accepting because deliveries are required and we are committed already to meet certain obligations which we need to first gear up. So accordingly, we are now strengthening our production base, improving the overall efficiency of the plant, whereby we can target for the improved delivery requirements, which is basically required by the market in today's scenario, and seems to be that this scenario is going to exist for next few years. So accordingly, we are gearing up and accordingly, we are booking the orders. So we will be booking orders both from railways and from private to continue with and accordingly we'll keep ramping up the capacity.
Thank you. No, so that's fine. My question was different. My question was not on your existing order book for wagons. My question is, over the next 5 years, how do you see new tenders coming in from the government based and how many more wagons are they expected to order in the next few couple of years, whatever, until 2030, based on the targets set out by them in the National Rail Plan?
Make a small statement. The National Rail Plan is saying that the total amount, the tonnage that they, that Indian Railway would like to haul in 2027 is double, which is 1.47 million has been the last year, 1.47 billion tons per year, and they are trying to target at 3.0 billion tons. And they are looking for new advanced wagons to be purchased at a higher value, but better efficiency, better capacity ratio. So even if you take that, if you go on a simple basis, it, the requirement is going to be double. But it won't be double because there will be better, more efficient freight cars will come into the market. So maybe it will be, I can't give a number, but I would say it will be less than double than what it is today. And that's a huge number. That's a huge number. This will be met up either by Indian Railways' own purchase or by, under the scheme of GPWIS, the private players will come into play. I hear that the railway have already mulling the idea of coming out with another tender in a couple of months. That's a large number of wagons. So this is a...
Will we participate in that?
Yeah, we will definitely participate. We are one of the largest manufacturers. We are going to hit the record production.
And how much do we have the capacities for this, or do we have to incur capex for this? Just if you could help in my understanding.
We are moving in two states. State number one is that we are debottlenecking our present plant. You know what really happens in any industry, when the inefficiency, when the load is down, inefficiency creeps in. So our first job is to take care of those inefficiencies and debottleneck the present plant. And of course, we have in mind of expansion of capacity. Very much, very actively, we are considering that, and we will be implementing it. Because we want to be a major player in this game.
So when you talk restructuring and focusing on core business, you consider your core business to be this, right?
Our core competencies are in manufacturing. Our core competencies are in manufacturing, in foundry. Our core competencies, we know that we have got various other activities also. So we try to bring it down to our core where our core competencies are very high. That doesn't mean that we'll give up all the business from the, we'll drop all the portfolio. In other portfolios, we'll trim.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for answering all my questions.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Karan Asli from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions regarding the balance sheet status just now. So could you just let me know how much debt is there and on a gross and net level?
Any other questions?
I'd like to take it one by one, if that's okay.
Okay. So as far as the total debt in the books of the company is concerned, including the long-term and the short-term debts are there, the company has a debt of almost about 800 crore rupees, of which the long-term debt is close to about 150 crores and the balance is all short-term, basically working capital loans.
Sure, got it. And if I remember correctly, I think we were supposed to receive around 200 crores of GST. So by when are we expecting this to come in?
So gradually, now since the GST rate on the wagons have been revised 2 years ago to 18%, we are generally have realized most of the amount, excepting for the current ones, which continue to remain in the books, which can be in the range of 50-60 crores.
Okay, 50-60 crores is outstanding.
That remains outstanding because of the WIP or inventory in stock and all,
right,
and unpaid creditors. So that's the only thing which remains. Otherwise, generally, the old one is gradually being realized and now almost negligible.
I see. And in addition, I think we also had some money outstanding from a couple of contracts that, you know, where we had completed our work, but certain partners had not reached a certain milestone. So, any progress on that?
I wouldn't say any substantial progress, but yes, progresses are there, and we are now pushing to get those contracts completed and finish up the balance jobs also. Since the sites are now available, initially the problem because of COVID, and then the problem because the civil things were not complete, so they were first completed, and then we started working on those. So they are now getting, and now it's coming to the shape. So accordingly, things are now looking up in that sector also.
I see. Any timeline that you would like to sort of give for this particular amount?
You know, these are the kind of operations where this is the biggest problem faced by all the EPC companies, especially that the money remaining, the remnant portion for completion of job remains stuck for long. And that is what the approach has been made to the government also, that there must be some policy formulation whereby this money doesn't get stuck. But as of now, the present contracts have these challenges, but as Mr. Mukherjee in his opening remarks explained to you, our future strategy is to go in for contracts where we don't have to linger for a longer period. So short-term contracts where we can finish up the job fast and get the money circulation also pretty fast. So that's the focus, and we have realized this now. So accordingly, the booking of the order, the execution of the orders are now focused into those kind of contracts where this kind of long-term blockage of money is not there.
Sure, sir. I appreciate that. And when you mentioned shorter-term contracts, how short would that particular cycle be compared to the contracts, you know, for example, this one that we are seeing outstanding?
Normally, what we are now looking for is about 9 to 18 months to maximum 24 months.
Okay. I see. And so could you just remind me of the number of wagons we manufactured in Q3?
So in total it is 1,072, out of which we have done for the railway almost 872, and the rest are the non-IR. So always you can see 80% component is almost for the railway.
I see, sir. So, and in order to, you know, meet our annual guidance of 3,300, it would mean that we would be required to do close to, you know, 500 to 600 wagons per month in this fourth quarter. Do we anticipate that we will be able to sort of hit that run rate and maintain it?
I just replied in response to the query of your fellow shareholder just before you that yes, we are required to execute 550, and accordingly we are ramping up, and accordingly we should be able to achieve those kind of numbers in the coming quarters and year.
Great, sir. And you mentioned, you know, improved margin going forward. Any sort of bandwidth you'd like to sort of ascribe to that?
I'm sorry that at least on this portion I'll not be able to give any specific answer, excepting for what I indicated at the beginning.
Okay, no worries. That was helpful. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahawla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. My question was similar to what the previous participant was asking. Of the 1,072 wagons that we did in the last quarter, how much did you say was for railways?
Sorry? Railway was not.
Railway was 872, and the rest is non-IR.
And our target was to 3,300 for the year, which we stick to.
Yeah, we explained that. I think you heard about it, that what it is there. We are ramping up and gradually reaching to those numbers. And in the coming quarters in the year, that's our aim to achieve too.
No, I'm trying to ask this 3300 number we were supposed to do for full year of FY23, of which we've done 872.
No, it is the last quarter we're mentioning about. We are not mentioning about the year.
It's only for the December end quarter.
Sorry?
It's only for December quarter, the results for which we have reported.
The question was for Q3 and the answer was for Q3.
I'm not getting it. Maybe my line is not clear. I think I'll just look back.
We are saying that your question was specifically to the respect of Indian Railways guidance for the quarter which ended December, and we have answered accordingly. For the quarter ended December, the numbers was 872.
Yeah, and in H1 we did 600.
I think your line is quite disturbed, so we are not able to get you clearly.
I'll get back in soon.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for the afternoon, which is from the line of Ankur Agrawal from RC Wealth Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. अभी करंट ऑर्डर बुक पोजीशन क्या है एट प्रेजेंट
एनी अदर क्वेश्चन
हाँ एक तो ऑर्डर बुक पोजीशन क्या है और डिफरेंट डिफरेंट वर्टिकल्स में क्या क्या ऑर्डर बुक पोजीशन है और सेकेंडली जो वंदे भारत एक्सप्रेस का जो गवर्नमेंट का वो है उसके अंदर कोई हमारी कंपनी का सिग्निफिकेंस रोल रहेगा मतलब उसके अंदर कुछ है एंड द कैपेक्स प्लान फॉर नेक्स्ट 2-3 ईयर्स
Right, let me tell you about the order book. The order book is close to 9,000 crores, of which the major portion comes from the rolling stock, which is 7,000 plus. And from the rail EPC, the order book is close to 1,300 crore rupees. And for other divisions, the balance order comes from. That's how basically the order book position is today. As far as the Vande Bharat is concerned, I'll request our vice chairman to respond to you, please.
No, we are not yet in the Vande Bharat manifesto, but we have a future plan of getting into the passenger segment. But currently we are not there. We are, it's all in a planning stage right now.
Okay. And the CapEx plan for next 2-3 years? Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello.
Yeah, you go ahead.
CapEx plan hai kuch aage aur 2-3 saal ke liye kya CapEx plan hai completely?
This also we explained in the beginning that our aim is first to make our existing facility rather balancing out so that we are able to exert the full production out of the infrastructure which we have created over the years. But this is not the end of the road. We are also looking into the possibility of additional building up additional capacity and which will be as basically planned about and time to time will be disclosing to shareholders also. But right now, like this year, we are focusing primarily on augmenting the existing capacity by balancing certain balancing equipment so that we can reach to the targeted level of productions, which is the aim given by the management to the operating team.
तो जो प्रेजेंट कैपेसिटी है उससे पीक रिवेन्यू क्या एक्सपेक्टेड है
सॉरी थोड़ा क्लियर नहीं है आपकी आवाज
हाँ जी
आपकी आवाज क्लियर नहीं है कैन यू बी बिट लाउडर
जो जो प्रेजेंट कैपेसिटी है उसमें पीक रिवेन्यू क्या एक्सपेक्टेड कर सकती इनकम की
देखिए जो हमने थर्ड क्वार्टर में किया है वो आपके आपके सामने है फोर्थ क्वार्टर में इससे इट शुड बी मच बेटर एंड नेक्स्ट ईयर में Also, we expect we'll be doing better because we are now ramping up gradually to the higher scales. I can say to this extent at this point of time, cannot talk on numbers, please.
Okay.
You are right.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question for the afternoon. I'd now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee for his closing remarks.
Thank you very much.
I once again would like to thank you for your interest in your own company. And as you have seen, the flavor is very buoyant, and it gives a lot of responsibilities on the management to execute, because the expectations are now going to be high, and it would be the efforts of the entire management team to satisfy our esteemed shareholders so that they are happy with, you are happy with your company performing and going back to our glorious days. So, as I said, that the only point is that this transformation takes a little bit of time, and I would like to thank you for your patience and enduring with us during this challenging period. And I would like to hope, and I would like to tell you that brighter days are going to come in the coming year. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.